بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسول الكريم Actually, I have to rush off for a janazah just now. This morning, I was in one room, and the next door room, Malakul Maut was there. This person who passed away, my grandfather's sister, almost 100 years old. So I went to see her. I entered the house, so those who were looking after my grandfather's sister told that no, the female doctor is putting the drips for her, so you just wait in the next door room. So I'm waiting in the next room. In the meantime, while I'm waiting a few minutes, Malakul Maut already came and took her away. That's life. We are sitting here now. We may never reach the age of 100. You know, one is a baby. You know, it's a baby. A baby full of energy, no brains, climbing there, falling there, running here, jumping there, full of energy, no brains. That's a baby. Then you get an old man. Old man, full of brains, no energy. He's got the wisdom, experience, but no strength. Doesn't have energy. We, mashallah, were sitting here. Lapa gave us brains and energy. That's why what we are doing now, this part of our life, is the most important part of our life. From 10 to 25, from 15 to 25, from the age of 15 to the age of 25, 10 years. You'll find any person who is a leader in the world, successful, these 10 years, that person looked after it. And if you look at any person who's a failure, these 10 years, from 15 to 25, that person wasted it. So now we are in a very important time in our life. 15 to 25. We're going to make it, or is it a break altogether? Allah Pak save us. It's one thing to get into a lot of small children here, but Allah Pak make you understand, inshallah. One youngster got married, so he phones the Muslim doctor. And he says, "Doctor, help me." So doctor said, "What's the problem?" So youngster said, "Doctor, I just got married my first night. And I can't satisfy my wife." Doctor told that youngster, "Blame yourself. Blame yourself. Because from the day you got mature, you were masturbating. You emptied the gun. Nice firing blanks. No more bullets. Your fault." Now we are all youngsters here, mashallah. Remember one thing. That fluid a person has, that semen, that fluid, it's amanat, it's a trust. Doesn't belong to us. It's a trust. And it's the live wire in a man. You know, you get one oil lamp. You know what's an oil lamp? At the bottom is the oil. Then you got one wick. And then the flame is burning. As long as there's oil in the lamp, the flame will burn. When the oil gets finished, the flame goes off as well. That fluid we got in our body, that semen we got, it shouldn't be like that. You know that door got a hinge. When that hinge is oiled, the door opens easy, close easy. But when that oil dries up, now the door will still close and open, but it will squeak, creak. Now we shouldn't be, we emptied the oil, and then all our joints and points are squeaking and creaking after that. Amanat, it's a trust. Maybe it's a bit light-hearted, but realize the seriousness of it. It's an amanat. So it's very simple. We made mistakes in our life. We didn't know. Now we know. It's not something to play with. We have to look after it. We have to look after it. And sometimes the shaitan will put a thought in the mind, but you already emptied half the gun, so you already destroyed your life now. Remember one thing, when a person is sincere and he turns to Allah, that, "Oh Allah Ta'ala, I made a mistake in my life, Allah, and Allah Ta'ala, I won't do it again. It was my foolishness, childishness. I won't do it again, Allah Pak." And the person is sincere, inshallah, Allah Pak has the power to restore the original health of that body. So that's one aspect. Next aspect is girls. This is eating us today. It's consuming us. Remember one thing, that person who looked at the girl 100 times, what benefit? He didn't touch her yet. And if he touched her 100 times, still not complete, he didn't have her yet. And if he had her 100 times, but it wasn't her, his, it was haram. And you find sometimes a person gets caught in playing with the internet, and then he goes into a porn site, or he's buying some porn magazine. Now listen, one man is very hungry, so he took out from his pocket one color photograph of one juicy big burger full of salad, full of sauce, and all day he's looking at the photograph. Will that bicharo get full? All day he's looking at the burger, nice color photograph, so juicy with the salad, everything. Will he ever get full? He'll never get full. He can look, he can burn through the paper too, you're not going to get full. Now that youngster, see, we are young now, so it's something new. So we saw one sight, and we saw something pretty, and something naked. You can look and look. The desire won't get fully satisfied. And remember one thing, every time we look, some of them are really laughing. They're small boys, mind them for now. When they get big, they'll understand, inshallah. See, when you speak of chatting, SMSing, BBMing, it has killed our marriages today. It's very easy for a youngster today, on a weekend, he takes the girl out, they go to Gateway, or they go hauling and mauling, and it's very easy, he'll give a Toblerone and Ferrero Rocher, everything. But tomorrow he gets married, he can't even give him a chomp. Why? Before marriage, there was no commitment, no response. I met one, not youngster, now he's gone big, 2 weeks back. And he said, "No, Molina, that girl is, she's my life." I told him, "Look here." And he says, "No, but I find satisfaction with her." I told him, "Look here, because you're not married yet, she's haram for you. So you'll enjoy and you'll feel that, no, this is the right one for me. But tomorrow, when now there's responsibility, she's your wife now. Now all the fighting starts, separating, everything else comes after that. Because as long as something is haram, must remember, when you see something haram, you're restless. Your mind is running. Your heart is beating. You're not thinking right. She's the most ugliest. But because your eyes are looking crooked now, she looks like Miss World. And then when you do some danda naughty with her, and you see, "I got caught with some kachra, some real rubbish. Third grade leftover." Because what happens is, when something is haram, something is forbidden, then we're not thinking straight. We get caught in it after that. And remember, marriage is like one bowl of sweets. Every SMS, every meeting, every outing, every greeting, every peeping at that girl before marriage, it's like eating one sweet. It mustn't be, if we marry her, bowl is empty now, no more sweets. And that's exactly what's happening today. So Allah Pak save us. Desire is there all the time. We need to protect ourselves. I'm going to the third topic, because I'm rushing, because janaza now. See, don't forget this one now. Our nafs, we all got a nafs desire. You know what the nafs wants? It wants fun and pleasure. I must only have fun. I must only have pleasure. That's what the nafs, the desire wants. And there's shaitan as well, the devil. Shaitan, he wants kufr. That this Muslim has become kafir. This Muslim has become a disbeliever. So we want fun. We want desire. Shaitan, he wants kufr. He wants us to go into disbelief. So look what happens now. Shaitan, he packages it. He decorates it. He coats it like it's fun. You can have a fun night tonight. And we go in there, full of entertainment. So he puts so much of fun. But inside, in the center, what's hidden inside is kufr, disbelief. And what's happening today, when you speak of music, listen carefully now. Music. Music is no more music. It's become Satanism, worshipping Shaitan the devil. A person who gets soaked in music, now Shaitan becomes his goal, his direction. These singers and musicians in those concerts, they themselves have admitted that when they see the video coverage of their performance in the stadiums, they themselves have mentioned, at a certain time at night, when we see what we did on stage, we can't believe it was us. What came out of the mouth, those words, and those actions we did, those dirty actions on stage, it was as if Shaitan comes in that person, and now he's getting the whole stadium moving. And one youngster told me 3 weeks back, he was there in one of them, Allah Pak, give him hidayat and guidance. He said the whole dancing floor at once, all fell into sajda. Shaitan, na'udhu billah, making his appearance physically at times. And our children, our brothers and sisters, are making sajda in front of Shaitan. So that youngster who walks into a rave club, it's like he took out his iman and he left it at the door of the rave club. And now for the next 8-10 hours he's going to dance to the tune of Shaitan. And if he dies on the dance floor, Allah Pak knows best what's the condition of his iman. He went for some fun. He wanted fun. He wanted enjoyment. But Shaitan wanted kufr. Wanted disbeliever of him. And the person lost his iman. But remember one thing. Music today is like a tool. Shaitan got the tool. And he's controlling our minds. We get so soaked when it's flowing in our veins. Now, no one must tell us anything. No one must tell us anything. Because why? We soaked. Now we want to keep away from the masjid. Keep away from the Maulana. Keep away from Allah. We want to distance ourselves. Because there's something else moving in us. Because now we're moving in a different direction now. So we got CDs for the pleasure of Allah. We go home today. Any form of music. For the pleasure of Allah. We have to remove music from our lives before music removes us from Islam. Simple as that. We have to take out music from our lives before music takes us away from Iman. And that's a reality today. Sometimes we wonder, but that person was a Muslim. How did he die a kafir? A disbeliever. It started somewhere. Every CD he's listening to, it's like he's sandpapering his iman. We're playing those games, you know, those computer games. Allah Pak save us. You know, one is person has fun, but not in the direction he's going today. Hours and hours we're in that 3D game. What are we doing for those hours? Where are we gone? Who's controlling that mind? What are we doing? Nights and nights went. Sometimes the computer broke down too. What did you get out of it? What's happening to our minds? When last did we go and hug our mummy? Or give our father a kiss on the forehead? where we are going today, what are we doing today, which direction we are moving in. There's something moving us today. We have to wake up fast. Because when I was young, when we were young 30 years ago, we had a choice, do good or bad. Today, the youngster's choice is very dangerous. It's either Iman or Kufr. Either you stay a Muslim or you go out of the fold of Islam. Because inside almost everything today, there's something hiding inside there. We went for fun Saturday night. I only went for fun, one Afisab told me last week. He said, Molana, my friend said we're going to play soccer. So we went. Next thing, they end up taking us to one club. But Shukr, this Hafizab was from a very good Muslim home. He said he and his other friend, also from a good Muslim home, quickly they took a U-turn and they ran away and they didn't enter that place. Remember one thing, when you taste something, Allah Pak save us, sometime our whole lives will chase after it. One person was taking drugs and he stopped. 50 years he stopped. So someone asked him, how does it feel? 50 years you haven't taken that drug again. How does it feel? What answer he gave? Frightening answer. Imagine 50 years he didn't touch that cocaine again. 50 years clean. He said, there's a crave inside me for one more. One more. Don't allow ourselves to get a taste. That one night out, and our whole life will be out. One young, not young neither, but almost 40, met him. Whole life in turmoil. And he told me, Molana, I had fun in my life, fun. Enjoying the nights, in the bright lights, and it was fun. But ask him what he's going through today. His life is full of misery. Everything is like collapsing on him. Age of 15 to 25. In those 10 years, we are going to break it or make it. Little bit fun we had with that girl, and our whole life went away. Whole life went away. You know this photography? Allah Pak save us. Today with that cell phone, we think, no, it's digital. There's no photograph coming out from it. It's only on the screen. Nabi Kareem Sallam mentioned, the people who will receive the worst punishment on the day of judgment are the picture makers. Now we're taking photographs and displaying ourselves to everyone on that Facebook and everything. Those of us who got any form of photography, for Allah Pak's pleasure today, delete that Facebook, that face, that picture. Delete all photographs from our screens. You got the physical one, tear it. Remove it. Person says, I got no peace in my life. If we are at war with Allah, how will we ever have peace in life? We are at war with Allah. If we want peace in life, Allah will give us that understanding. Simple things, number one is, say no. Say no. Every time you say no, your willpower gets stronger and your desire gets weaker. And every time you say, yes, I'm coming. Yes, I'm phoning. Yes, I'm playing. Each time we're saying yes, the desire is getting stronger. And that strength to say no is getting weaker. Eventually we become the slave. Now the whole night will go in that game. It went. We can't say no. She gave me one call and I'm gone. One call. Never trust ourselves. Never trust ourselves. Girl and boy alone in one place, never trust ourselves. No, I know where to stop. That's a deception. Say no. Next one is stay away. I know I can't control myself, so why must I go to that mall where all the girls are waiting? That I put that butter by the fire, and I don't want the butter must melt. It must melt. We are boys, we are men. We got feelings, we got desires. Now we went in the lion's mouth and said, look lion, don't touch me. We put our head in the mouth, please don't bite me. We went there. Everything is open there. So number one, number two is, don't go near. Anyway, I can't look after myself, then why did I go on that internet site? I'm surfing. And then one wave came and I'm drowning. If I can't control and say no, why go on that internet site? So one is say no, two is stay far away. Anyway, with this temptation going to pull me and draw me, stay far away. Number three is switch on the light. How you switch on the light? See now, outside is not night time because the sun came out. What's darkness? Darkness is the absence of light. What is night? Absence of day. Now a person is feeling dark in his life. And he's lost in sin. Switch on the light. That Qur'an-i Majeed, that Zikrullah, that Dua, that Salah, that's light. Switch on the light. Switch on the light. Bring light in our lives. And then see the darkness go away, inshallah. And then is the company. We are young. Have someone to speak to. Have someone to speak to. Be it your Mawlana or some senior pious person. Have someone to speak to. Today we got problems and it's not a problem. Because our minds are very young. That small thing looks like a big mountain on the shoulder. And now we feel that there's no hope for me. Youngsters taking their lives. If that youngster just speaks to someone, someone senior, someone above, that person will tell you one, two words and now you feel, I got hope. I got hope. I got hope to move on. The object we came for this program is, what's the object of sitting in the company of someone who's pious? The object is not to get knowledge. The object is to get that courage to act on the knowledge which we already got. We know everything. How much more we want to know? What we need to start doing is acting on what we already know. So when we come in the company of those who are pious, we go to our ustaz or mulana, is to get that courage. I want to start acting now. I know so much. I need to start acting on it now. So that company, don't distance ourselves. Remember, a person can be very pious, but Allah Pak loves us, He hides our faults. No one got X-ray vision. I can see you, where you went last night. And what you were looking at this morning. And what you got hiding under your bed. No X-ray vision. Allah Pak hides us. All whatever Allah Pak hides. Allah Pak conceals us, covers all our faults. So don't run away from the pious. Have that company. Don't feel shy. Sometimes we feel, no, if I tell a Mawlana what's my problem, then you get a bigger problem. No. Someone you trust, speak to that person. And now, what you felt was, you know, Qiyamah, I got no hope left in life. Now suddenly you feel, you know, Alhamdulillah, there's hope for me now. I can see light. And then, mashallah, Jamaats are moving in the path of Allah. Take out some time as well. And after doing everything, don't ever forget. After doing everything, we said no. We stayed away. Then we switched on the light. Then we sat with the pious. And we did the effort of deen. After doing everything, don't ever forget. Keep our gaze towards Allah. That Allah Ta'ala, you alone. Allah Pak, you can take me in. Allah Pak, only you can look after me. Allah Pak, only you can save me. You can protect me and guide me. So to keep the gaze towards Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Allah Pak give us the correct understanding, inshallah. I'll begin for the janaza, inshallah. So Mulana will continue, inshallah.
الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم أما بعد So don't mind, I'll just sit down. Is it okay? No, not that نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون My beloved friends, we are all of one age category. Everyone can see I'm very young still. And it's not that I'm some Mawlana or something, I'm just a student studying. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us a very great gift. This youth which Allah has given us, the strength which we have, this young age, this is a gift from Allah. And Allah is going to question us regarding our young age as well. On the day of Qiyamah, five questions Allah will pose to every person. One question will be that how did you spend your youth? Youth starts from the age of maybe 10, 11, 12, continues till about the age of 25, 30. How did you spend your youth? And every single person is going to be questioned. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows what we are doing. Allah knows every single thing. One day there was one student, he was sitting in a class, the Mawlana, the Ustad. He asked them for something very strange, amazing. I don't think any of your ustads ever asked you for this. He was speaking, that day he was speaking, and he was explaining to the students about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Allah's great qualities, that how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so merciful, and Allah is so kind and so loving, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has done so much for us, and that Allah can see our every action, and that Allah hears us, and Allah knows what we are doing at every moment. So he gave a long lesson about this here. After the lesson, he asked, he said, I want each and every one of you to take one chicken. Take the chicken. Take it wherever you feel like taking it, but make sure it's a place nobody can see you. Take it there and slaughter the chicken. After you slaughter the chicken, you bring the chicken back to me. Or you keep it, I'll ask you after a few days about it. So these students all went. After a few days, they came back. And the Mawlana asked, he's taking Karguzari, he wants to know now. Who fulfilled my order, who never? He asked the first guy, where you slaughtered it? He said, I slaughtered it in my backyard. Nobody was watching. Second person, where you slaughtered it? I slaughtered it in my bedroom. And I said, oh, must have been a big mess in the bedroom. I'm sure your parents got very angry with you. You might have got a good shouting. Third person, where you slaughtered it? He said, no, I went there in the felt. There was nobody around. And I slaughtered it quietly. And like this he went. Every student gave his own answer. He came to the last student. He asked, where you slaughtered it? He said, Marana, I never slaughtered it. Marana got upset. He said, I give you all an order. I tell you all, you all must go slaughter a chicken and now you all still don't listen. I told you, you couldn't find any place where there was nobody. So the youngster said, Marana, I couldn't find. So how is that possible? Everybody else found, you never find. The boy said, Marana, there was no place where Allah wasn't there. Allah was watching me wherever I went. So the Marana said, this boy, he passed. This was just a test to see who really has it in his heart. Wherever we are, whatever we are doing, what whatever actions we might be carrying out, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching. There's one poem of Hazrat Maulana Hakim Muhammad Akhtar, Damat Barakatuhum. He says, Jo tu karta hai chupke ahle jahan se. Jo tu karta hai chupke ahle jahan se. Koi dekhta hai tujhe asma se. Whatever you're doing, hiding from the rest of creation, in your room late at night, nobody can see you. But there is definitely one being who is watching you from the skies. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sees every action of ours. Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu anhu was one day walking. He had some students with him. He passed by one shepherd. They came to the shepherd and asked the shepherd, that what you doing here? He said, I'm looking after my sheep are close by. So they asked him that, listen, we traveling. We're going to have meals now. Why don't you come and join us? Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu anhu was a very great sahabi. He was the son of Umar radiallahu anhu, we all heard about. The great Khalifa of Islam. So he told this person that, why don't you join us for meals? The person said, I'm fasting. He said, it's not Ramadan, why are you fasting out of Ramadan? The man said, no, just like that day I'm keeping fast and preparing for Akhirat. He asked him another question. He said that, one thing he asked him, are you to come and join them for meals? He said, no, I'm fasting. He said, such a hot day. He said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make it easy. So they went, they started having their meal. He called this shepherd. He called this young boy. And he said, come here. The boy came. He said, tell me, will you sell me one of your sheep? I want to slaughter it. We'll slaughter the animal. We'll eat half. We'll give you some. Tonight you're going to break your roza. You can have nice meat. And we'll give you a good profit on it also. So the boy said, you know, I can't sell it. It's not mine. So he said, no, please. The boy said, it's not mine, it doesn't belong to me, that will be stealing. I'll be stealing from somebody else. He said, tell your master that one wolf came and ate it. So you'll get a profit, we'll give you enough meat also, we'll eat nicely. And you go to your master and explain to him one wolf came and ate the sheep. So this youngster said, my dear sir, speaking to Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu anhu, he never knew who he's speaking to. And this was just a test as well. He said, my sir, what about Allah then? Isn't Allah there with me? Isn't Allah watching me? Doesn't Allah know what's happening? Can't Allah see what's happening here? So when Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu anhu heard this, he got very happy. And he started saying, فَأَيْنَ اللَّهِ فَأَيْنَ اللَّهِ What about Allah? What about Allah? He was amazed. What a beautiful answer this boy gave. But the reality of the matter is that unfortunately our condition is such we forget about Allah. We sometimes think that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, although He's there, but He is not really there, present physically. Not physically as such, but Allah is not really there. And that's where we have a problem in our life. Is at that moment when we think Allah is not watching, nobody is watching, nobody can see, I hid away. One boy, he wrote to Maulana Yunus Patel Sahab, Damat Barakatuh, he had a problem with masturbation. So he wrote a letter to him. Not Maulana Yunus Patel Sahab. Maulana Yunus Patel Sahab. So he had a problem. So he wrote back, he gave an answer. He wrote a second letter. Again he wrote back, think of this here, make dhikrullah, do these actions here. Again, third time, the fourth time he wrote, he said, I can't control myself anymore. So Maulana told him, you go to your parents' room and do it in front of them. You want to do any guna, any sin? Go do it in front of your parents. Then let's see who has the courage. Why? Because we know our parents are watching. They can see what we are doing. The only thing is we don't understand that Allah can also see what we are doing. Whenever we are doing any action, then Allah is watching. And at every single moment, Allah knows what is in our hearts. Allah knows the condition we are going through. Now the question might be that if I have to leave it, what am I going to get? One is you saying Allah is watching, but I don't feel it physically. I don't feel the presence of Allah. So if I leave it, then what? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains in the Quran that whoever leaves anything for the sake of Allah, he has taqwa, this person has taqwa, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make every difficulty easy for him. Then what we are finding, depression, we're getting upset with our parents, we're having fights with our parents, we have to go to drugs, we have to smoke cigarettes. Otherwise we can't enjoy life. We have to be with the clique. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make such ways out for him, that he'll find enjoyment in it. And very soon he'll see that closer and closer he's getting to Allah. Where we'll get this presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, understand Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is there with us, this will come in the company of the pious. That's why we came for this program. This entire program is here for what? that we can spend some time in the company of those people who have recognized Allah, who have understood who is Allah. And after spending some time with them, after understanding who is Allah, gaining recognition of Allah, the love of Allah, then we can get the pleasure of the dhikr of Allah. We can find solace that Allah is with me no matter what I do. If I have to leave any sin, I don't look at that girl, but Allah is watching. He knows. أَلَمْ يَعْلَمْ بِأَنَّ اللَّهَ يَرَى. Don't you know Allah is watching? In other words, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward you. He'll become so happy that you have obeyed Him. You never disobeyed Him. You never did anything evil. Don't you know? You should understand, you should realize this year that Allah is watching. And if you understand that, then you'll know that Allah will reward you on leaving that sin, on leaving that evil. It's difficult, we know it's difficult. It's a pain in the heart. But if one time the heart is broken, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will fill your heart with the love of Allah. And when a person's heart is filled with Allah's love, then life in this world becomes Jannah already. Then we got no worries, no troubles, nothing to hurt us, to worry us. My parents are like this, my friends are like this, that girl is behaving like this here, this person is sending me this message, I'm going through depression, going through this worry, that tension. All of this here Allah will remove. And when a person gets the love of Allah, gets the friendship of Allah, then his life in this world becomes Jannah already. Then Jannah will come on its time when it will come. But in this world already, he will find the greatest sukoon, peace, happiness. And this person will be really successful. He will become from the friends of Allah. And after passing away, then Allah will grant him so much that we can't imagine. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us with tawfiq and understanding. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdika. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa ant, nastaghfiruk wa natubu ilayk.